Welcome to First Nation Ministries. Today we're bringing you a classic broadcast from our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
This is First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Now here's the director of First Nation Ministries, Reverend Don Klein.
Hello there, neighbor. Well, God bless your dear hearts. I mean that. That's the prayer of my heart. The blessing of God, that the blessing, we might not lose the blessing. Old Japheth prayed unto the Lord. I'll tell you, you don't hear much about him in that book, but he's in there once. And it says, Japheth was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Japheth, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Japheth prayed unto the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou would bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be upon me, and that thou would keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him all that which he requested. Neighbor, I believe out of it all, the thing that stood out the most to me, thy hand upon him. I've prayed for that, and I pray for it daily. Oh, God, put your hand on me. Lord, put your hand on the ones that hear my voice. Put thy hand on the ones that are facing battles and needs and problems and challenges to their faith as they mind thee. Oh, God, put your hand. Let us know that we're under the hand of God, and he is able. And God moves in mysterious ways his wonders to perform. He does. And, I've learned a long time ago that be a little careful about telling God how to do it. I learned from my daddy when he was teaching me something, when I started giving an instruction back, well, it's all right to ask questions, but that old guy, he didn't want me telling him how to do it, but he knew I didn't know anything about it. And I'm glad the Heavenly Father is patient with us, even as more so than our earthly fathers. And faithful is he that calls you. And as we mind him, he remembers our frame, that we're but dust. And that's the way it goes. But you know, neighbor, God is able to do things that we never dream of. We live beneath our privileges. You say, what's all this got to do with Indians? I thought you was interested in getting the Indians. I am. But you see, I'm not interested in making Methodists or Baptists or Catholics or Protestants or Jehovah Witnesses or whatever. I'm not interested in arguing the days or how to get baptized. I believe in baptism. It says to believe and be baptized, confess, and do it. But if you're satisfied, if you're sure that's what God's leading in your life, who am I to tell you? I may have my ideas, but I've learned a long time ago that men that are more spiritual than I am, and men that are more intelligent than I am, and men that are more highly trained and learned than I am, argue among themselves. You can't hardly get two of them together, but what, you can find something that's long enough that they disagree. But thanks be unto God for the ones that disagree agreeably, because the main focal point is being born again. Meeting Jesus. And that's why I want you to know where I'm coming from and the emphasis and what I believe, and it's the experiences I've had that I share with you, because it's the driving force. And I believe we live beneath our privileges as Christians. It says, even as your faith is, so be it unto you. And we have not because we ask not. or we ask amiss to consume it upon the lust of our flesh. So I'm praying, Lord, direct our thoughts, direct our words, direct our efforts, and God grant that men and women and young boys and girls that know Jesus Christ will become involved in winning Indians to Jesus. I know there's other mission fields. I believe in it. Thank God for those that are going to Africa and all. Thank God for those that are going to China. Thank God for everyone that's taking the word. But the thing that has gripped me and God has placed as a call on my old heart is right here in our backyard. We've failed. That's the most needy segment of our society, materially, physically, intellectually, and I'm not talking about their brain, I'm talking about the opportunity they've had to be trained and educated. Financially, they're the poorest. Physically, they have more health problems and shorter lives than any other segment of our society. And so many of the churches have given up on them. And I got another notice the other day that denomination that's near and dear and precious to me is moving out of the Indian business. They're closing their schools. Mission stations are closing. Those that have been out there, and so many have been out there, but I don't believe we can quit. And I believe this is a different approach. We're not going out there telling them where everybody is wrong. We're talking about one thing, where everybody is right. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not unto your own understanding. Commit your way unto Him, and He'll bring it to pass. And so we're approaching it. And you'd be surprised. I've knelt with Catholic priests in the back country of the north, went in there, flown in there by the mounted police, no roads, no trails. Back there, they'd fly in once in a while to police the area, and they said, Reverend, we'll pick you up. When do you want to get out? And I said, I'd like to spend a week. And I spent a week. And the only other one that had anything to say about training with God was a Catholic priest. And he could have fought me as a Protestant coming into his territory, but he welcomed me. I could have fought him and said, this guy's been telling you people wrong. But God didn't send me up there to do that. And it ended up that man and I were on our knees beside of a chair in his home, praying together and weeping together, and he called me brother. He didn't call me child, or like he was the big priest and I was just nothing. He treated me with respect. Two men of God. Now, don't read something into this as not. One woman, when I told a story like this once, wrote me a letter and said, you're all mixed up. Oil and water don't mix. Well, she had a point. But I'll tell you what, we wept and we prayed. And don't think for a minute that it didn't cost that dear priest something to be up there. He'd live in a life without the comforts and joys of a home and a wife and a family of his own for his ministry's sake. He wasn't a child molester. Don't you think that let anyone point the finger and say they all are. That sin has taken place in Protestants as well as Catholics. We can blame each other, but we talked about Jesus and some Indians got saved with me preaching and talking. Just like I talk, I didn't change my message. But I stayed focused on the point. With the mouth, confession is made. with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. And that neither the priest nor this preacher could do it for you. You must accept Jesus Christ. You must seek the Lord. You must find him and be found of him. And it comes to pass, for there's a light that lighteth the pathway of every man. And so that's the method we're using. And neighbor, it is working. You just stick around and see. God is up to something in these last days, and I want you to be a part of it. And I think something big is going to happen to a people that have been neglected so long, because some of these that have found Jesus are turning out to be spiritual giants. There are some John Bushes. There are some Leo Benallis. There are some Kenny Azures that God has put his hand on, and they're winning souls for Jesus Christ. Praise God. If we can encourage, if we can equip, if we can provide the needs and the material to minister with, praise God. Don't matter if we get to point them to Jesus or we help someone else point them together, we are his witness, and he must do the work. And that's our prayer. I want your help.
Thank you for listening to this classic broadcast with our founder, Reverend Don Klein. Our goal has always been to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.